Food. As humans, we all eat food, anywhere between 1 to 2 to 3 to 5, 7, 9, 8, 11, 22 times a day, depending on the person who's got an opinion about how many times a day you should eat food. And there's all different kinds of food, and there's people who don't eat meat, and there's people who only eat meat, and there's people who only eat protein, and people who'll never eat protein, and there's people who eat carbohydrate, and there's other people who'd rather die than eat carbohydrate, and there's people who like Indian food and Chinese food, and there's such a huge massive amount of information about food and where you should eat it and how much you should eat and what kind of food's best for you. And here's the question: what is best for you? If you ask other people, you will get their opinion. And most people have an opinion about food, and so they should, because we all eat food. However, other people's opinion about food is irrelevant to you. And even if they're an expert in food, as you know, they should be asking you lots of questions before they ever give you advice about food. How old are you? What gender are you? What kind of activity levels do you have? What food do you love? What foods don't you love? What makes you feel good when you eat? And there's a whole heap of questions. But the questions that you need to ask yourself are really simple. What makes me feel fantastic? What gives me energy? What makes me jump out of bed with energy, enthusiasm, and excitement to attack my day? What gives me energy to maintain that enthusiasm and excitement throughout the day? Do I like what I look like in the mirror, naked or in clothes? Do I need to feel differently, look different? Do I have healthy skin, healthy nails? Is my body healthy? And if the answer to all of those questions is yes, whatever you're doing is brilliantly working for you. And you may have an opinion about that, and you may love to share that opinion with other people, but just take note, please, that what works for you may not work for someone else, even if you believe that it absolutely will and you absolutely passionately want to tell them about all the fantastic things that you do to keep your body healthy. Ultimately, if you really care about the health of other people, the questions to ask are very different to the information that we tend to vomit over people. You should eat this. You can't eat that. This is bad food. You shouldn't have that. Regardless of your opinion, everybody else has their own opinion, their own metabolism, their own idea about food and what works best for them. Now, there's some really silly things that people say about food, and there's some really great things that people say about food, but ultimately, you've got to work that out for yourself. What you do with your own body, have a go at everything. Try every diet. Do anything that you want to do with your body. But if you are delivering information to other people, please don't give your opinion. Please don't even give advice. The only thing we really should do as professionals, as people who care about our family or our friends, we need to ask, are you healthy? Do you like the way you look? Do you have lots of energy? And if the answer to any of those questions is no, or all three questions is no, then obviously that person needs to make some changes. But they need to make changes that suit them. You need to make changes that suit you, not based on the opinion of other people. Please look after your body. It's the only place you've got to live for the rest of your life, the only one.